I'm a member of the Magic Castle, and this is like an elevated version of it almost, which is crazy because the Magic Castle, you have to be super elegant, super all these things. And I have my own very like special relationship with that place. Complicated, but special. Mm-hmm. And to like, I love things where you could just immerse yourself in it and leave it all. And that's the rule, and that they won't let you in because it's just, it keeps you in it.
Yeah.
And not everyone agrees with me with that. When it comes to the Magic Castle, they're like, oh, these are such outdated dress code, blah, blah, blah. Like, yes, and I love that you have to dress up.
Yeah.
Me too.
And same with this place. I love that you, like, you have to be in the lore. You have to do the thing. And I'm like, cool. Yeah. It just keeps you in it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast! We are here riding down the rapids because we've got some tea to spill. But before we spill the tea, I want to introduce my producer for the show today is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network!
Doing the Adam thing right now.
You're doing the Adam thing?
Yeah.
Where his eyes are locked in, he doesn't blink.
Hi.
I'll never blink.
Never blink again. How you doing, Dare?
I'm so good. I'm feeling a little Delulu. We've been here. We've been in the canoe today. We've committed. We did 3 episodes today, y'all.
Damn.
We've never done so many. But, you know, it's been good. We've had a really great day. I can't complain. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. But damn, yeah, you're right. Like, 3 is enough.
3 is enough.
3 is a maximum. It's that barrier. It's like, okay, my voice, my hearing, my fingers with the buttons, because that's what I do behind here.
If you didn't know.
But yes, other than that, it's awesome. I'm here. Still got the energy. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. And we have a guest today joining us, the incredible, the insatiable Carly Bracco.
Hi again.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Thank you for subbing in today.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure.
I love having you on here because like you're such a ball of energy, and then you also have like the educational and like the feel, like you're such a like hodgepodge of so many wonderful
that
things.
That is the best way to describe me. I am a hodgepodge.
Yes.
With this little unicorn mug today. You know what this is giving, actually? Do you remember E-Bombs World?
No, what is that?
This old weird website, like, if you know, you know. And there was this like weird cartoon that was like, Charlie, Charlie.
Yeah,
I was Charlie, about
the unicorn Charlie.
Magic Mountain.
Yeah, we gotta go up the Magic Mountain, Charlie.
Oh,
and that is giving this.
Yes.
You're giving me salad finger vibes, though.
I want to touch rusty kettles.
I saw that at Comic-Con, and I wanted to take a picture, but I was on my way to the booth because I was late. I was like,
salad fingers.
I think I skipped on salad fingers because I was too creeped out.
I mean, it is creepy.
It is creepy.
It is absolutely terrifying.
The drawing is creepy.
It's the stuff of nightmares.
It's probably the same guys that does Chocolate Mountain
or
whatever.
Or rejected cartoons.
Yes.
Oh, wait, do you remember that? Is that the like, no. Mash bone is
too big.
That guy
mash bone is too big. I live in a giant bucket. Like, it is just out.
I gotta read.
No wonder we are all completely messed up.
Yeah.
All because of YouTube.
Just all because of the internet.
Internet.
Are we messed up or are we seasoned with personality?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
I like to think that I'm a 5-layer bean dip.
Hell yes, okay. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, I would 100%. You're a lasagna. Come on, Italian.
I wasn't even thinking about that because I just look at it as this one big old piece, but like 5 layers has different things. Mm-hmm. So, like,
but think about that lasagna. Think about the layers. Think about the ricotta. Come on.
Yes. Speaking of layers, we actually went to an event, not this weekend, but the weekend before, that I feel like had a lot of layers for us to break down. We attended LOJ is like the acronym for it, but it's like the masquerade. What is it? The Jericho Masquerade Ball. Is that the correct?
Jericho. Wow.
Right. Am I wrong?
Labyrinth of Jared.
Labyrinth of Jared. See, yeah. I'm a fake fan, but also their website doesn't have it spelled out
also,
correctly.
It was your first time.
Yeah, I've heard about it for many years. So yeah. It was my first time going. And their marketing has me a little confused, but that's okay. Not their fault. Maybe. I don't know. But their website and their tickets said two very different things. So I'm confused what the title is. But I'm here, and that's okay. Carly, you had gone. This is your second year.
This is my second year going. It's definitely really fun. I went with my husband, Jimmy, for our anniversary last year. And then we went again this year. It was very fun circumstantially because Dara was like, I want someone to go with me. And then we ended up going again. But it's a good time. Like, it's for those who don't know, which if you're watching this, you probably do. It was first based off of the movie The Labyrinth and inspired, and it has since expanded and morphed from that. And it is this big masquerade, like what you imagine act two opener of Phantom of the Opera being. It's the masquerade. Like, it is full, like, it's the real deal.
It's
and
so cool.
People get so creative. I think my favorite thing about it is the creativity of people. Like, it is a celebration of creators and makers. And that is my favorite thing about it.
And Cosmo, you've participated in it how many years? Three, four?
I've been going since 2004.
Since 2004?
It was at the Fonda Theater, then at Parkway Plaza, and then now at the Biltmore. I've been going since then, and then I've been behind the scenes making the elf ears and the mask, like all the silicone stuff.
Cool.
For about 5 years, and this is my third year being a stage knight.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
And you always stand out because I'm cool. One, you're a handsome devil. And two, the contacts just from across the room, like, it just brings you in, and like everything you're doing, it's like you want to pay attention to you. You're like, what is this story? What is happening? I'm like, it's really fun to watch you. So
that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's fun watching you up there.
Yeah.
Good job.
But that's the other thing is there are performances. Yeah. There are different like themes and different things going on. There's food and drinks. There's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
I have one of my best guy friends who loved going. He moved across the country, so he doesn't get to go as much.
Huh.
But he warned me. He's like, okay, just go once the first time. Go only one day.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe don't do the first time you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no.
Maybe.
Don't tell me what to
maybe.
Do.
I don't do drugs. I'm sorry, the direct eye contact. I'm going to make that as awkward as possible.
Dun, dun, dun.
She doesn't do rugs.
Oh, did I just ruin our thing?
No, it's okay.
We'll cut that. Cut that.
No, keep it. It's fine. We'll blurp it. People will know exactly when they don't blurp when I say rugs, they'll understand what we're talking about.
Frogs.
Frogs.
We don't do frogs.
We don't do shrugs here.
We don't do shrugs. Anyway.
Shrugs is good.
This friend of mine did give me the advice to, like, you know it's a lot and just to take it all in the first time. And I'm really glad that he told me to do that because I do get overwhelmed by a lot, like, as ball of energy and outgoing as I am. Like, and it's funny because I can perform in front of thousands and thousands of people because I can control what's happening. And when I can't and there's just people and they can just come to me at any point, I'm stressed.
Yeah.
And so it is an adjustment for the closeted introvert. Or the masking introvert, if you will, to deal with all the personalities and the lore and the people. It's just a lot to take in, but God, it's fun.
Yeah, I was also given advice about it before I attended, and I was told to only do one day just because you don't want to spend too much money and then be like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be kind of vibes. And I'm actually like kind of bummed that I didn't go both days this year because I think one, I would have not drank as much on Friday night when when I went because I was just like, well, I'm doing nothing tomorrow, so I might as well, like, bottoms up, which made it fun that night, but the next morning I was very hungover. But it was a little different than what I had expected in the sense of like, I love Ren Faire. You all know. Like, I build the big costumes for it. I always make different characters and different things when I go to Ren Faire. And I wasn't trying to, like, I didn't want to compare the two because Ren Faire is, like, a day out in the dirt, like, yeah, drinking fest, but, like, my favorite bands are there kind of thing. And this is a very different, it's, like, upscale Met Gala Ren Faire kind of vibes. And I think there was, like, a couple things that, like, really shocked me. Like, at one point, like, there was no chairs anywhere, and I was kind of like,
yeah,
oh, like, I get it. It's a ball. I 100% understand. But, like, maybe some chairs somewhere?
So, like, full disclosure, I think I've talked about this on previous podcasts. I'm partially disabled, and I am a part-time wheelchair user. And I thankfully was having a really good night, and so I didn't need even my cane that night, which is very rare for me. And so I was really thrilled about that. And already from the year prior to this year, they had made some adjustments.
Oh, cool.
And
okay.
That was making things a little bit more accessible and a little bit better. However, I stand with you on the no chairs thing, because I know you can pay for a VIP ticket.
For dining?
Or for something to go to the upper level, because I saw people sitting up there.
Right. Those are for the people that don't want to dance, that just want to people watch.
Yeah,
that's the VIP.
The voyeurs.
And then there's the Goblin Cabaret, which there are seating to watch, you know, either the karaoke or the goblin acts. Mm. That's a place to go sit down. And then also in the throne room is where they have the tea area. That's one thing that you have to sign up for the tea. That's another place to sit down and watch what's going on. And then outside of that, in between the dancing, the dance floor, and the tea, is all the seating area.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the relaxation. But everything else, what they don't want is because of fire.
For sure.
Safety
fire
and numbers
code.
Were in a fire code. Because when we used to post up what time of the acts, everybody would run straight to the crystal ballroom. And then we had to shut the doors and say, well, we can't let anybody else in. You can't let anybody else out because there's a thing going on. So we stopped that. We say no more times. We don't tell anybody what's going on. We try to control the traffic, as in there's a lot to see. And now that we open up that room where you walk in at first with like the owls and the merch table in the post office, that used to be the line to get your tickets.
Oh, wow.
That used to be the line. And then once you do that, get your tickets, you go into Anjavia with all the trees and whatnot.
That's cool.
So since then, the Biltmore expanded it to where we take their lobby, and that's where you get your tickets. And then we make the whole bigger room, because every year the numbers get bigger.
Yeah,
I believe
bigger
it.
I mean, and it ran pretty smoothly, I will say. Like, I didn't feel like I was waiting very long or anything in that regard. But I will just say that, like, and this is not just this event. This is everywhere across the board, that there is this little underlying, like, dare I say, ableism, that, like, you have to have a lot of money in order to have comfort. And that, to me, is a little problematic. And I hope that, like, but with the fire codes and things like that, I'm very understanding of those kind of things. But
like,
I would like to see a new solution.
They used to have chairs along the sides of the crystal ballroom.
Okay.
But people complain that we can't see anything. Can we go upstairs? I mean, if you were like literally, what's the word? If you do, I mean, you have a condition. You could have told anybody, you would have been escorted up there.
I wonder though if that's something, like, when you go to get, like, buy your ticket online, if there's, like, a section where it's like, is there anything about you we should know or something? Like, I wonder if
ADA.
There's that.
We have ADA.
Because I think
I had no idea.
I wonder if you could write that in, and then maybe there's a special wristband you get.
There's a special wrist, because we had a girl that had a walker. It was underneath her gown.
Cool.
It was all strapped to her. So it was like, I looked at her when she was coming in. Listen, this is for the VIPs. You get the pre-show before we let everybody else in. And there's some people with the service dogs, and there's some people with the canes, and there's some people in wheelchairs and whatnot. The only problem is the Biltmore Hotel will not give us the key for those lifts. We have to look for the guys in the black suits to get the key.
Even though
we have our own security guard that's sanctioned by the city of Los Angeles that actually can book and do all these, like, containing stuff that are in the costumes that I was wearing. All those people in the front that are, like, looking to make sure you have the badge, those are all, like, security guards.
Got it.
They're all knights. I'm a knight too, so I have the same responsibilities. Some of us knights on stage have earpieces.
Oh, I did notice that, yeah.
So we always tell, like, our biggest thing before any of the show is, like, you see something, say something, find a knight, they'll take care of it. And I told everybody, even some of the other internet sensations besides Dare Taylor, that was there. People that some of the girls, I'm like, hey, I know you're pretty much famous on YouTube, but if you have any problems, because she's by herself, I'm like, find us, we'll take care of it. We'll lead you through an exit to get away from people if anybody gets uncomfortable.
That's cool.
Now we have that. We have Archimedes as a code word. Like you hear it on the radio that somebody's in stress, where's it at? Boom, that place. We go, we run, we take care of it.
See, I love that. Yeah. And I think that maybe just a little bit more transparency for the ADA thing, it's, just because I
it's I on the website. No, it's on the website in the purchase tickets area.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take some accountability here. I didn't buy the tickets. My husband did.
Okay.
So my husband messed this one up then.
That's okay though, but this is why we're doing a podcast like this, because other people that are watching/listening to us
probably didn't
listen might not know that that's even an option, because I thought I was just pulling that out of my butt and you were like, no, that's legit. And I'm like, did I make this up? Guess not.
Yeah, there is an ADA, like a wristband and a badge and everything like that.
Oh so. My gosh. Yeah. Well, that's a game changer then. Well, that's hot dang.
That's also the problem with like, tickets. So like I get like two comp tickets, right? And I have a ticket for myself. Now if, let's say, like I give one to Chrissy does, you know, sometimes, you know, she uses a cane if she's having a bad day, she's always on her feet, whatnot. Like if it's, they know Chrissy, so if there's anything, they'd be like, all right, do you need this, do you need help for this, do you need access, like if you can't get to the throne room, there are elevators that are like only for staffs that will take you through. If you're overheated and you need to use a bathroom and you want to use this, we'll take you downstairs to the green room, stuff like that. You know, it's like there's accommodations for it. But like when you go online and buy a ticket, there's that option.
Cool. So, well, yeah. Thank you for telling me that, because it's also a me thing too, that like I am still in the process of empowering myself that like I am not a burden because I am disabled. Mm-hmm. And so there, like, that is a huge learning curve for me. And mm-hmm. this is also a very learning, teachable moment for me, that like, it is so easy for me to jump on and say, well, this might be, you know, this is a problem because I didn't see it. Well, it's like, well, girl, you didn't look. And so that's on me. And I like, I'm all about accountability. And so it's like, oh, because it wasn't a flashing neon light in front of me, it didn't exist. Girl, eat a like that is
eat a canoe.
Eat a canoe. Like eat a oar. You Delulu. Like get real. But I will say, like it's probably a fair criticism because that is the way most places operate. Is that like very hidden and they do make you feel very othered before being a person with disabilities, and so it is very refreshing to hear that is available. I just wish I would have known.
Yeah, but now we know to look for it.
That's like, now I'm like, oh, stoked. Like, that's great. Although I am thinking still next year doing a night with like my costume being a part of my wheelchair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like making it a thing. Mm-hmm. Like I have my idea, but I'm not ready to say it.
Yeah. What? Don't share it. Hold on.
Mostly
to it.
Because I gotta make sure I can make it happen.
One lady had I remember it was at Park Plaza, and that Park Plaza has those main steps. It's been in like almost every other movie and sci-fi channel show. Mm-hmm. It's like the steps, the beyond steps, beyond mm-hmm. steps, and there's gates and stuff like that. This one lady, she had a wheelchair, but she made it was like a mountain with like scenes from Labyrinth, but by miniatures with like lights and like moving parts. You look like a Christmas tree with like movable like decorations. It was amazing. All from head to toe. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah. I just love that. I love seeing people get creative with that. And isn't it? It's interesting that like when you're really passionate about something, or like even when you're insecure about something, like what your go-to is in that moment is to like either like jump on it or to be like sad about it. But like I'm just so like I feel so lucky that like you know all these things too. Yeah. So I'm grateful that you were able to share that.
Oh, yeah.
Like because you just taught me something.
Yeah, that's like the joy of Cosmo being on the backside of it, is that like I'm sure like the other issues that not an issue, but one other thing I have to bring up, Cosmo might have like the reason why it's there. And that's something that not everyone's privy to, because they don't work for the company. They don't know. So it's fascinating to get the other viewpoint from somebody who works with them.
Yeah. And this is not like a dump session by any stretch.
No, we had a great time.
No, we had a ball and time. Yeah, we had a great, great time. And I loved running into different, like, walks of life there. Like, my dear friends, the Morgan family, the Flying Morgans. Yeah. Like, I love them. I've known Gary Morgan and Bonnie Morgan for, gosh, 14, 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, the loveliest people. And they're big Ren Faire people, but also, like, to see them in this arena too is really cool. Yeah. And Bobby Love, like, who I basically consider a Morgan, just like is the most fabulous person ever. Do you know who I'm talking about? It's just like the most up insert picture here, because so fabulous, like the way Bobby dresses and everything that they do is just unbelievable.
Speaking of unbelievable and phenomenal, the Biltmore is like such the perfect place for this event. Mm-hmm. But I do have a slight grievance as somebody who did try to capture footage at the event. I would love to know, why was there so much blue lighting? If you know anything about videography and photos, it really shits on, pardon my French, the quality of the video and the photos in certain, like, in the ballroom where everyone's dancing, like, such a cool thing to be learning, like, a dance that you wouldn't do at a regular event. Like, it's so cool. And anytime I tried to get, like, B-roll of people dancing, that blue lighting just blows out the entire footage.
And where they learn how to, they teach you how to do the dances?
Yeah. And I tried to, I stood on one side of the area, tried to film a little bit, and I was like, oh, that's not working. So I switched to the other side, and they had the same four blue lights in the corner of the room. And I think they were trying to give ambiance. I think they were trying to make the room seem a little bit more elegant than just like a ballroom. Mm-hmm. So I get maybe where the idea was, but like all my footage from that room is like hot garbage. And I hope maybe if this gets to the right person, maybe just don't use blue. I don't know.
People have, I mean, Jim was there taking photos with him. He'll talk about it too. He's like, okay, with like different colors that are like, you know, blue and red, this is fine. You know, blue and yellow is great.
Oh my gosh, but if you're, like
him. I mean, okay, sure. So if you do like, if you do blue all the time, that's so messed up. It's horrible. It's disgusting. It gets horrible. Can't focus. I love you, Jim.
But he's right, though.
But he's right. He's super, he's 100% super right.
But also, that impression is wonderful.
I can only imitate people that have a unique like thing about them. It's like Christopher Walken. Everyone could do him, or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. But,
or Jennifer Coolidge.
See, I can't do her.
Kale Channing. That,
You became Carol Channing when you did that.
I am Carol Channing.
Oh, oh my God.
The Jut. But no, I am. But yeah, I think that's like my big critique as like an event. And maybe they don't want people filming others is my big thing, is that like I walked away and was like, well, maybe they do it also not just for ambiance, but they also don't want to encourage people filming each other.
Like they encourage, they like they don't want flash, of course. No flash.
I mean, amateur hour. Don't be putting flash in a ambiance space.
Oh, people do that. It's stupid. That's why we had it like last year, that area on Javia where it's all foresty and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It was TikTok central. So that was the first year that we did it that crazy and that just magical. Because if we add more to it. It used to be just a castle. Now it's like trees and this little portal and like more trees.
I love that.
It's so beautiful. It's gotten more. It's like the favorite room of everything.
I don't think I even saw that room.
It was the second room.
I mean, it's hard because we started drinking. So
I might have missed it. I'll have to like look on my footage and see, because we barely even did the post office room that you talked about.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed till you were like, come here, come do this gold cart. And I was like, what?
That used to be downstairs next to the throne room. And it got, and like last year, everyone was like, well, there's missions. And like just got overwhelmed, such a small little space. And so same with the wizards. The wizards were all downstairs. And they're like, okay, this is the point where it's like a traffic jam and we need to like spread these out. So they took over that room. And they took over the other room across the way that used to be this company used to come in to 3D scan your whole body and get like a little 3D model of yourself.
What? Whoa! That's so cool.
Yeah, like $300 and like 6 months later kind of thing. You know?
Okay.
I mean, hey, come on. I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would totally do that in my poison mushroom because I see them at conventions when I'm in cosplays and I'm always just like, nah.
But I think.
But like in a character that I made myself? Right. Let's go. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah.
I just think the company was like, there's not that many people doing it. So.
Oh, so they didn't come back.
Yeah, I think so. So with that, we had another room for the Wizards Guild. And it is, it's growing. It's still growing. There's more rooms too at the Biltmore that the owners are like, hey, go ahead. You want to turn us into something? Blah 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 blah. I was like,
that's
okay.
Exciting. That's what I was saying is like it's such a celebration for creators and makers, and I think that we need more of those kind of things.
It's not like it's a public thing. It can be. It's a great place because it looks beautiful. That's why, like, the main hallway where everyone meets up is so lit up. It's like, take your pictures out here, but leave the rooms and, like, everything else. Like, don't break the fourth wall. Don't break the element, the imagination of it. And that's just a whole place to come and, like, literally just forget yourself. Forget everything outside.
Yeah, I mean, as I'm a member of the Magic Castle, and this is, like, an elevated version of it, almost, which is crazy because the Magic Castle, you have to be super elegant, super all these things, and I have my own very, like, special relationship with that place. Complicated, but special. Mm-hmm. And to, like, I love things where you could just immerse yourself in it and leave it all, and that's the rule, and that they won't let you in because it's just... it keeps you in it.
Yeah.
And not everyone agrees with me with that. When it comes to the Magic Castle, they're like, oh, these are such outdated dress code, blah, blah, blah. Like, yes, and I love that you have to dress up.
Yeah.
Me too.
And same with this place. I love that you, like, you have to be in the lore. You have to do the thing. And I'm like, cool. Yeah. It just keeps you in it.
What is the rule for dressing up? It's like a mask or a costume, right?
Either or, yeah. Just no outside clothing.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a story. It's been going on for 27 years. Hmm. And it's like once a year, the veil between reality and folklore and then like fantasy drops, where everybody from all different genres can come in and celebrate. Hmm. And so it's like it started with Labyrinth, but like there's more worlds to the Labyrinth than there is just what's in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we still play As the World Falls Down. We still have like people dressing up, you know, as the characters from Labyrinth. But the story has gotten so much wider, and it's like, it is just a peaceful place. It's kind of like, it's like taking all your favorite characters, and like, there's this one area where they're not enemies, they're not bad guys, they're not Spider-Man, they're just here to have fun.
I would love to see it expanded even more, and like, celebrate that more, to like, you know, deep dive into other books and other lores and other things, just not necessarily super commercial ones, but like, I would love to see like, how to whole like, mermaid space, like take over the pool.
There was.
What?
There was. You know, so they did it more at the Park Plaza.
That's.
They had like a whole like fountain outside. It was really beautiful.
Cool.
And I've actually helped build one of the dragon fountains with my buddy Elliot Sirota, where there's this water coming out of this dragon head.
Nice. Sick.
And we had people in mermaids. And like, we had the mermaid realm. And then when we went to Biltmore, downstairs where that fountain was the mermaid section. And it just got to the point where it's just like, all right, there's stories. There's characters that will come back. There's characters that are gone. So the mermaids will come back eventually. But right now we're in this storyline where we're going up to the stars. So it's all like...
oh, that's kind of neat.
So it's like, there's the Cypher Knights went off into a navy. And only certain people wanted to go, but on the ship, it's all the characters, all the elementals, the Zundries, the dragons, the winds, the fires, all this stuff, the rangers, the elves.
That's the main stage storyline, yes, right? That's happening? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was actually going to ask you about that next, because I wasn't quite sure if I was taking in the story quite right, so continue.
So they're on a ship called the Star Cruiser. They just built it last year, and then now they're going up in space. And then what you see in Act 5 is them in space, but they come across this creature that eats stars.
Oh my god, I love that so much.
Is that what the giant rock kind of formation was? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
And Cygnus is kind of like the most important character of the Cypher realm. Depletes himself. His whole energy from fighting back the thing, and he kind of dies.
Oh. Is that the one wounded. That was walking out and like not looking yes, so good? Okay, yes. I wasn't sure.
Aww. But he gets healed up again. But there's mostly all those characters that are on that ship mm-hmm. are important characters. Mm-hmm. And the next storyline for next year and so on is we're getting back into the war, to the battle thing. Because it's been peacetime for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And it's the Cypher, the King Cypher, he's the one that writes all.
Oh.
And he used to have a writing partner, and the writing partner did this whole battle thing back in the day. So it was war, choreographed fights, all kinds of stuff. But we've been in peacetime, and now it's about to get more interesting.
Ooh. Yeah. See, like, that's what I love. And it incorporates so many mediums.
It does. Mm-hmm. The only problem is that we have story time in February. So the whole cast get together in Hollywood at one of the theaters on Vine. Mm-hmm. To sit down and talk about what's going on this year, what's mm-hmm. the story, what's what, how it's progressing, and how it's gonna, what we're going to do this year.
Wait, they do that in February?
Yeah.
And the ball's not till August.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And our rehearsals, wow. Our rehearsal dates is 2 months before then.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah.
Six acts, and it used to be 13 with an act. Well, it's like so many acts, different days. So like Friday and Saturday, you will not see the same thing.
Oh, that is old school, and I love it so much.
But we kept it down to six because we're all volunteers. Aww. We're everybody from the costume department to the makeup artists to, except for the security. And the stage director and everything else. All the money and whatnot or proceeds, they go straight to itself.
God, so. What an, like, homage, if you will, to like old Greek mythology, what to Japanese no theater, to like kabuki, like it's like a hybrid of all of that, because they take their time, they mm-hmm. do the, like, it's a full event and it's layered and it's in pieces, and so to hear that is still thriving, that type of living theater is so thrilling. Like, it's nice to know in such a modern area that is still happening, like, and I didn't even fully register that as like a true theater nerd. Like, that is really cool,
and it gets really emotional on Saturday on the last act. It's like, this is it, this is no more, and it goes by so quick.
Mm-hmm. I hope there's like some manifestos at some point where they like do this big leather bound book of like,
they do have one,
they do, and they should sell it,
it's in a shop. Nah. Because we brought it up. He just got to the point where he's like doing sparkles, the plushie.
Yeah,
that's new this year. So
there was a plushie to buy.
Wait, there was a plushie to buy?
The dragon, yeah. But you had to pre-order it because they sold out really quick when we pre-ordered it. And then like, okay, so all the 10, like 2,000 that we made already been pre-ordered, and that's all we have.
Man, you had me a plushie.
I know, right?
I'm like,
so it's sparkles. You saw the dragon, right, on stage?
Yeah. I saw it last time.
Last year?
Yes. And I started to fall apart by the time. I'd missed the first window, and then my body started to give out for the second one. So
we have challenge coins. We have all kinds of stuff like that. Merch.
I literally have the whole thing filmed if you want to watch it.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Not quite everything, but I literally shot so much of it. Like, I'll be able to give Cosmo all of it. So,
well, next year when I'm in my chair, I'll be able to just sit and enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
People see me bowling.
I know, this makes me really want to go next year, like, both days. Like, because I was kind of thinking of, like, maybe not doing both days. Because, like, I'm going to be really honest. $100 for a ticket, it's kind of a lot. But then also everything on the inside costs money. And I heard from somebody else that, like, the booze price went up this year.
Yeah.
And that, oof, to me was, like, a little, like,
That's not us.
It was $20 a glass.
That's the Biltmore.
Yeah, that was a little absurd. But now that I know, because, like, I don't know, I think there are ways to cut costs because I was staying in one of the rooms. Mm-hmm. I think, like, there are other ways, and like when I was saying, like, oh, there's no chairs, I could just take a 10-minute and go to my room and sit down, you know?
Right, but that also goes into the idea that, like, you have to pay $300 for a room to able to sit, and I just think that there is should be a happy medium, like, even if you are not a crypt keeper like me. Mm. But
sounds like there were chairs, we just didn't see them.
Well, it
there's places to sit, just not in the main ballroom unless you're in the VIP.
Yeah.
The main ballroom is just for dancing.
Do you know anybody that's done like the dining package where there's like the round tables and you sit and do tea?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they really like that?
Yeah, they might, that thing piles up really quick.
Is it like tea and dinner, or tea, is it just tea?
Tea and cakes and stuff like that to go with the tea.
I love that, and I love me, and I love tea and cake, and I mean it's like food in general.
Yeah,
maybe next year.
I love a high tea too, like anything in that realm.
The best, my since I've been doing it for so damn long.
Yeah.
My best suggestion, and like the song "As the World Falls Down" is played 3 times a night, but you can catch all three.
Uh-huh.
It starts at the throne room, and then the goblin room, and then in the main crystal ball room. The problem is Saturday is the busiest. It's crazy. It's packed. If you're agoraphobic or just don't want to be around people, and if you're bringing wings, which I'm not discouraging people with wings, it's like being a
Vera. No, we love her. We love Vera.
I love her.
I love her. Did she wear wings on Saturday too?
I didn't see her Saturday.
Oh, okay. We love you.
But
I'm just poking fun. I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me.
All in good fun. I mean, yeah.
It's like getting hit in the face with like a swag bag at Comic-Con. You know, it's just horrible.
That's Comic-Con in a nutshell.
It's like a Great Dane's tale. Like,
yeah.
Wait, that is a whole other visual.
So you could do that, but I always say if you're gonna try the tea. Mm-hmm. Do the tea on Friday night. There's nobody there. Or ooh. Saturday night to not deal with the traffic.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. I just got so old lady. I was like, oh, tea. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm so invested.
Because that takes most of your time. There is a time limit on the tables and whatnot, but you have to go with the party. So you can't just be like two people or by yourself. You got to go with a party of like 6.
Oh, so you basically like pay for it and then you try to get your friends to reimburse you.
Yeah. But it's really cheap with heads. I think I'll talk to my friend that runs it.
Because it would be interesting to do, because I'm actually currently working on a YouTube video of my experience at, which I'm so glad I didn't do my final thoughts before we did this episode, because I feel a little bit more informed now on like the back end.
Yeah, I'm going to have some egg on my face on this one.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But
no, I didn't know what I didn't know.
No,
yeah.
Those are common questions that people just like, well, fine print, here's the things and stuff like that. Go through the whole website.
Guess we gotta read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dorn.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it is hard, and that like sometimes I'm just so tired of reading the fine print to get what I need.
That's okay.
But that's a me thing. Like, what are you gonna do?
Well, honestly, he told us, and we're already like, okay, we're back in for next year.
Oh yeah, now we're already back in. I'm like, okay, 2 days, let's go.
Whereas we kind of like before this, we're kind of like, I don't really know. Do we want? Does it make sense for the cost? And now I'm like, I'll buy the tea and the cake.
Yeah, I want to go to the tea. Yeah. Like, let's didn't know there was a tea, and I didn't know there was a place for my wheelchair ass. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like literally, Saturday is the busiest day. So if you want to sit down and get the atmosphere, and there's a lot more people on the dance floor in the throne room for the learning the dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great spot to be at. The tea.
Because I saw that. I saw that they were all sitting there and like watching people dance. And I was like, oh, they must do like a dining package. But now I know it's the tea and the cake.
It's the tea and like, you know, little desserts that go along with each
which
tea.
Is so fun.
Which is all home brewed tea. Like
people pleasing spiral that I'm having in my head right now of like being like, oh my God, why did you go out so hard on this? Like, why were you so so hardcore about this? And I'm like, oh my God, no, everyone's going to think I'm an asshole.
No,
I'm like, girl, chill out.
There's also
it's not about you.
There's also the Wizard Guild where you can actually sit down and play like almost like a game and learn spells and stuff like that. And then there's also the outside section, which is kind of like the hookah section where you can like smoke hookah. That's all the way out in the back. You can just sit down and relax.
I really wanted to have my tarot read, but I wasn't sure if it cost money. It kind of looked like it did. Because there was like 3 stations. There was like 2 guys and a female.
Yeah, 3 stations. Right. They're all pretty damn good, too.
I got a criticism that is going to be an Italian-based criticism.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
The pizza.
Ooh, is that the Biltmore, though?
No, the dragon pizza you're talking about? That's somebody else's thing. That's a guy who's been with us for like years and everyone loves. And we didn't have him for 3 years. And they're like, where's the pizza dragon? Where's the pizza dragon?
Am I grateful for the carbs? 100.
That pizza was good. I had that margarita pizza, a slice of it. I was like, damn.
I don't think you had the margarita.
Maybe. No, I just took a bite of Adam's.
It was like, like elementary school lunch pizza.
It was a circle one, right?
Yeah.
It was like a personal pan.
It was weirdly bad. Maybe we just got a bad one.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to just stand firm on that. That is my opinion, and I could be wrong.
No. I mean, but, a pizza is pizza. The only good pizza I've ever had is, like, on the East Coast, so.
I mean, that is correct.
I don't judge anything out here. I mean, I'm like, you're just trying.
I'm like, over here, I'm like,
Brooklyn!
Let's go! I actually did live there, so.
You're not a fake fan.
I'm not a fake fan. I did live there. But, and you are correct. And as my family from Chicago...
Hey,
that is not pizza in Chicago. That is a pie.
That's lasagna, all right?
That is straight up lasagna.
That's lasagna.
And they can get mad at me all they want, but that is not pizza.
I haven't had it, but I'm like, deep dish. That's like a pie. That's a lasagna, okay?
It is a cake. It is a pizza cake.
It's lasagna calzone, if you look at it, you know?
And it's not bad. It's just not pizza.
No.
And
you want to slice it?
My voice just changed.
There's one
talking about pizza.
I love pizza.
I do too. And so maybe I'm just being a pizza snob. I'm being just an absolute snob.
I don't believe in personal pan pizza. Because like the slices are not even like.
That's what I think.
The ingredients are not like, you now have a lot of ingredients and you're using a little bit of ingredients and it's just small. When you cut the slices, kind of just messes up the painting.
That is exactly what it is.
And it's just like personal pan pizza. What person complained about having a large pizza? I mean, come on.
Thank you.
I get a large pizza,
I think that is exactly what the issue is.
Yeah.
I had no problem with it being a personal pan because you have to imagine everybody's in their ball gowns and their fancy attire. Yeah. So being able to, like, have a smaller slice that, like, I don't know, it's easier to eat that way without spilling on yourself. So I wouldn't go to bat for that. It was the fact that it tasted like the consistency of, like...
Cafeteria.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent, which is not bad, like, because that was nostalgic. I was like, oh, wild. But I wasn't expecting that for $80.
My cafeteria was like Hawaiian pizza. It was like this big, giant garlic bread with, like, pizza stuff on top.
Oh, you know what? Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Like, it's like this.
Yeah, big square. Like,
the flavor profile-wise, it was a little similar. But no, I'm so sorry if I'm disrespecting a fellow
legend.
Person.
Yeah.
A legend. But that legend. That was not my...
The ingredients are lacking, but for that volume, for that many people that are drinking and eating.
You do what you have to do. I just think for the price you are paying and what they were asking for said pizza, give me the slice.
Like Nate said, he's like, it was fun, but he's like, I would rather pay for a ticket because like he volunteered to get a free ticket.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you can volunteer to help set up and break down.
Yeah.
We always need volunteers to help out with everything, even makeup and costume and stuff like that. But he said he would rather pay. I'm like, that's kind of expensive, the ticket. I mean, I don't mind helping and donating 1 year. Like, I volunteer for Wasteland, and the ticket for Wasteland is like almost $500.
Oh, my God. Wasteland's five?
Almost. 4 or 5. And the tickets do go on sale, but I volunteer because I like to have something to do.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I got tired of just attending Labyrinth. I was like, I've been doing this for a long time. I walk away. Chrissy's upstairs doing her thing, you know, with makeup. So I don't get to see everybody and friends until they come down and they're ready. And I'm like, I'm already ready. And I'm just social butterfly. I'm like, I told Sean, because Sean's a friend of mine that went to, we grew up in Chula Vista together. So
Sean.
The king.
Sean. Bless that guy. Yeah. Bless him for making this happen. And like, if you ever watch this, know that this is all in awe and just personal opinion. Because what is being done at these things are spectacular.
Oh, yeah. It's, listen, next year we'll do a whole prep run of what to do. I'll make an itinerary list. Because I'll know exactly what's going on and what'll be different because each year is kind of different.
Let's have a team meeting with you.
Yes.
We'll just be like, okay, what's the tea?
Yes, exactly.
That you can tell us without getting yourself in trouble.
Oh, yeah. No, I can tell a few.
I feel like it's not the same, like, gatekeeping as, like, Disney's can be. You know what I mean? Although,
maybe. We don't know. Maybe. Because we're not on the inside.
That's true. But already, like, there's already a... better rapport about it. It's like, well, you just have to wait and see.
once my studio is done, my first episode, full episode of the Cosmos Show is with Jackie and Sean, the two head honchos behind the whole thing. And we did this in February. I was like, can I get an interview now before it gets to like crunch time? He's like, yes. So we sat back, we talked about the lore, how it started, and all the things they've done, and all this. It's going to be a great episode coming back from slumber. So I'll let you guys know.
I was curious. do people ask you for comp tickets the way they do for free Disney stuff?
They used to. And like, my thing is like, if it's your first time, I'll give you a free ticket. I'll use one of my comps to give it to you to try it. If you like it, then you come back, you pay for yourself.
That's not true. I paid.
But this year, I didn't know you were coming. And like last year, oh my God.
We are salty today. I'm kidding. It was a joke. We're very salty today. We're very sorry.
Last year, I had 7 or 8. And it's like beyond max of the limits. And I'm like, I didn't want to use the fact that I know Sean. Sean's a good friend of mine. He's an old school friend of mine. And Sean's like, whatever he wants. I'm like,
don't burn that bridge.
Don't want to burn that bridge. So this year, I told everybody, I was like, if you want a ticket, like I told Nate, go help volunteer.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I can only give like Shauna, she lives far.
Oh.
She lives out there like San Jose and like San Francisco-ish area. So I was like, all right, I got you my last ticket. Jackie Garner from Jackie's Kids Kitchen.
Yay, I love Jackie.
She went last year, but she needed a ticket. I was like, I got her a ticket. I didn't know if you wanted to go or not.
So yeah, as soon as I didn't book that show, I bought tickets.
But see, that was the thing, too. The show, I didn't know what's going on. I'm like, I asked Chrissy, I'm like, does Darren want to go? Darren Adam? She's like, I could probably swing 2 extra tickets for them. She's like, I don't know. She has this thing and she's trying to book and blah, 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 blah. So like that. I was like, all right, put it in here. And I was like, she probably doesn't want to go.
It's okay. It's not your fault. I should have advocated for myself.
But now
we're working, and I was joking. I seriously was joking about you getting me tickets. So don't,
but this
don't
year,
take it personally. It was a joke.
This year was perfect. The good person, Corinne, she's like, only 3? I'm like, yeah, only 3. She's like,
next year.
But she was like, I just like, is this because of last year? And I was like, I felt bad. And like, aww. I do all the work. I'm there for all the rehearsals. I help set up. I help break down. I'm like, yeah, just like this time I just like felt bad. I just told everybody to go volunteer.
Yeah, she's like, I think it's a great thing.
No, yeah, it's you see the whole inside of it too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is truly fantastic. And yes, I know I've been a little salty this episode. And maybe that's just like, it's sometimes so much easier to just say the things that you didn't love. Like, if you ever watch Sex and the City, like, there's this episode where she reads her boyfriend's book and she's like, I loved the book, except for one huge problem. Like, the girl's running around with a scrunchie in her hair. And it, like, killed the whole mood because she led with the criticism.
Yeah.
And so, like, I try to be, like, mindful that, like, criticism means you care.
Yeah.
Like, you want it to be better.
I love constructive criticism.
Like, you want it to rise to the occasion. Like, I wouldn't bother if I didn't absolutely love this event. And I'm really looking forward to coming again. And my husband loves it. And I'm stoked to be a part of that group now and, like, to get to know the different layers of it and get to know even you through that. Like, I didn't even realize. I'm like, oh, all my old theater brain is just braining right now so hard. I'm like, I want to go diving more.
When I told people I perform at Labyrinth, they're like, oh, you just walk around and it's night. Because they only see the night pictures. I never really. No one's been there, like, down there to record everything like Dare was this year.
Oh, I got the whole stage show. It. I got zooming shots of me yelling at Cosmo saying, that's my dad! It's going to be so great.
I think it's really cool. I'm so happy to hear that that kind of theater is still thriving.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, the fact that it is that way, I wish they would tell that story more on social media with their marketing. And maybe it is somewhere and I just missed it, but they...
It used to be. We used to have a person to do that. They during story time in February, we would... the guy used to be part of LOJ. He's an actor and like a film director and all that stuff like that. So he would bring in his own crew and do it. But since he's not doing that anymore because he's doing movies now, it's
good for him.
Our guy's gone.
Okay, graduate.
And I suggested Nate. I brought Nate up. I'm like, Nate can do it. He has everything to do it. We just need a set and a place to film it. And Sean was just like, this is too much of a headache. Like, it's like, we could start next year and do a recap of what happened the years in the past. Like, have somebody story timing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but it's like, it's a lot of work and effort. It's like, I have already too much on my plate. Somebody would have to do it. And I would have to like really trust that person that understands my vision. That's all him. Mm-hmm. That's all his vision. And Jackie, that helps him out with it. she's been with him for a long time that knows the story. So for someone brand new coming in and trying to do it again, it's like, you don't understand the vision. So
yeah. But if you were like the producer of it, leading the helm, like,
yeah,
I bet, you know.
That's, you know, it's one more thing in my belt. That...
Listen, I'm just trying to add more work for you.
Honestly, like, if they ever wanted somebody to do, like, interviews with the attendees or things that aren't, like, the whole storyline lore, and they just wanted, like, marketing, I would definitely trade my services for a discounted ticket. Like, if they just wanted somebody, like, asking people, like, how many times have you been coming, and what would you say to somebody who's new? You know, just someone to kind of keep their marketing. Like, obviously, they had a ton of people making content, and they reposted it. Mm-hmm. But it's not really – they're not really diving into the story of the people who attend.
Yeah.
It's just pretty photos and story recaps of other people. Because, so,
like, I want to know more all year round. Like, same. Because there's so much content and so much you can take from that that it would last year round, and it would build an even bigger lore for it, I feel like. That I know he's got – bigger fish to fry probably, but my goodness, like, for the people who can't come, or the people, you know, forbid, like, I get too sick next year and I can't come, I want to live vicariously through all the joy of it and see it more.
I think that's the beauty of it, because it's not on social media, that for it's sure. such sure. a, like, experience.
It's a special thing.
It's a that special thing sense. That you yeah, have to witness.
That's a valid thing. Like,
again, you know, for it being, like, a special place where people can go and shut off the outside world and just...
Yeah. Actually, I think that's super valid. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm sure. No arguments.
like we talked to him. I was like, "What is there a book?" And I was like, "There is a book, and it's in one of the rooms." It's like, I think it's a book that's in one of the either the shops or the goblin or in a throne room that has all the stories. And if you have time, you can read it. You go through it, but it's like,
there's so much. Maybe, like, I would love. I mean, I'm just dreaming is free. You know, that's my trademark phrase. Dreaming is free. I would love to see them, like, sister with another place, even, like, the Magic Castle, to do, like, a week event, like, around, like, the holidays, or do, like, a winter solstice event of some kind, like, with them. So that you can recreate some of that lore with the same ramifications of photography and rules and things like that, but, like, another way to go, just because it's so special. I kind of hate that it's only once in the year. I want... Oh, just one more. Yeah. You have winter time and Christmas, Hanukkah, well, whatever you believe in, and your birthday.
during winter time, they have the noir, LA noir thing, which they run at the Biltmore Hotel, which is a 1930s New Year's party.
Oh yeah.
So they run that, and then they also run Crunchyroll, which is part of the anime thing. So they always have a big giant booth and. Yeah, like every part of an Anime Expo, Anime LA, like, they're everywhere. So it's like from Anime LA to, I think, Labyrinth to, like, San Diego Comic Con is, like, his time to focus on Labyrinth.
Booked and busy.
Yeah, he's super booked and busy. He used to have an event at San Diego Comic Con too, and he was just like, "This is too much," because, like, right after San Diego Comic Con, a week later.
I mean, listen, yeah, we can always ask for more. We always want more.
If it gets to the point where somebody with deep pockets really want to do that, then yes, I think he'll be all for it. But also still, has to be. It's kind of like Anne Rice. It's like, don't mess up my characters.
Yeah, you know? I get totally. That. Yeah, and it's his baby. So, like, I have mad respect for that.
Yeah.
I just, like I said, dreaming is free.
Yeah.
So I'm going to dream real hard.
Speaking of dreaming real hard on social media, where can people see you on social media dreaming?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I hate my transitions lately.
No, they're great.
They're ass.
They're great. They're different.
I mean,
they're
ass. These days, she's not dreaming. She's not sleeping. So that's why I'm salty today. So apologies. You can find me on Instagram at Carly Bracco. It's probably the best place.
Yeah.
Place.
Go join her there. Place. And Cosmo, where can everybody find you?
In the world of YouTube, a.k.a. the Cosmo Network, and the Cosmo Show on Instagram. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Aww. Give them some love. Give them all some love. And obviously, you guys know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official, on Instagram, TikTok, do all the things. You guys already know. There will be no Patreon for this episode, but there is a bunch of episodes up. So if you have been thinking about how can I support my favorite podcast, Join us on Patreon. The lowest tier starts at $5, which is like very inexpensive for the economy that we are in. And the top tier is about $50. So maybe go check it out. Go join even just as a free member. There's a couple episodes. Carly's last episode about grief is up there for free. So if you don't know much about Carly, you can go watch that episode.
Go watch me be
go watch
not,
me be sad.
Not salty, but sad. Different kind of salt tears.
It's different. But
I am a mess.
Not at all. You're lovely and fabulous. So thank you for all. Being here.
Last time
you're not a mess.
Last time you were salty, now you're kind of peppery.
Ooh. Okay. But on that note. But on that note, stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. And join us on Patreon. Bye.